Let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, it's good to touch base with you. How are you? How was your offseason?
I went by way too fast. Is it all? I'm happy we're here.
Yeah.
Can't wait to financial field, kind of get a little look at the NFC East before I head to Washington on Sunday. So I'm excited about the kickoff and what's coming up.
I mean, during training camp, Baldy, I can't imagine how many flights or trains you took, how many hotels you stayed in. You were in like 15 different cities in 15 days.
It was, and it was even more than that after I started going to Los Angeles and some of the scrimmages. So I got to see 16 different teams and went to a lot of places. It's always good to meet some of the young guys, see some of the new coaches, and get familiar with the way way teams operate. So it was fun this summer, but that also was. And I got a bunch of frequent flyer miles. I'll use them on good trips next year.
I bet you will.
Very good.
Baldy, obviously when you do a set of trips like that, you go there and it's easy to be impressed, right, with sort of each camp.
Yes.
Did some jump out at you more than others? And without disparaging anybody or anybody's process, were some where you were like, wow, they really are kind of far behind everybody else? Did any jump out at you sort of like, wow, they're not really quite there yet?
Well, there's Baltimore and Cleveland. I mean, they're pretty much opposites of the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to go to Baltimore, honestly, and not be wowed by, Derrick Henry and Lamar. Just watching them work. And, they're just different, look, Washington was great. I mean, Dan Quinn was awesome. And, getting to see, Laramie Tunsil in a uniform and watching Jaden, throw the ball into a net and never miss. I mean, there's some things about going there, too. Seeing Von Miller in a commander uniform. I mean, there's just, watching Trey Amos cover on the outside. I mean, there's some impressive things about Washington as well. But there are some teams that look like, Philadelphia looks loaded again. And, the Giants look like they're going to be, there's reason to be optimistic. When you go to see the Giants, I remember going to see the Giants last year and I'm like, how are they going to get a first down? Mm-hmm. Like that was like how bad it was, And so it looks a lot different to me this year.
Nice. Sticking with the Eagles, they are loaded. We had a discussion. We do a collective survivor pick. And we had a discussion whether we should use Philly in week one. And some of us mentioned the losses on defense. Is the defense going to look different? Should Eagles fans be worried about their defense?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're as solid at this time of the year as they were a year ago. When you lose Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Darius Slay, I mean, it's four starters, they don't know if they have replaced those guys yet or not.
Right.
They have some other good players, though. I mean, Jahad Campbell and Zach Bonnet, linebacker, Jalen Carter, and the guy Moro Ojomo, and Jordan Davis inside, and this rookie from Nebraska, Ty Robinson. I mean, and then watch Nolan Smith, Jr. work. They've got so much talent that it sort of makes you not look at the losses right now. And we'll see. We'll see if Dallas goes after Dory Jackson. I mean, he hasn't been awesome this summer. He's probably won the job by default more than because of his good play. But, one thing that we know about Howie Roseman and the Eagles, if they don't think they have the right pieces, they'll go make a deal. I mean, they brought in Jacory and Bennett. They let a good guy go who's actually starting for the Raiders now. Good defensive lineman, Thomas Booker. They let him walk to the Raiders, but they picked up Jacory and Bennett, who can flat out run. So if they feel like there's a weakness someplace, they'll go make a deal.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Brian, do you think the Cowboys can rally without Micah Parsons as the leader of that defense? There are reports coming out that he was kind of egotistical. He didn't get along with everybody. He was kind of a loner in the locker room. How do you think that translates to the Dallas defense that we're going to see tonight on display against Philly?
Imagine that. A great defensive player that's a whack job. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like, this is like, it goes with the territory.
Right.
You know? They're not going to be as good without Micah Parsons. They bring Kenny Clark in. They can talk about Marshawn Neal in or Sam Williams. There's nobody in that defense that changed the defense like Micah did. I mean, go put a microphone in front of Dan Quinn and ask him what he thought of Micah Parsons. He didn't look like he had any issue coaching him. They led the league in takeaways for three straight years in a row under Dan Quinn. So, I mean, but the deal is done. I don't get it. You just don't trade away your star players. Sometimes you got to coddle your star players. Sometimes you got to, you know, kiss their butts a little bit more than you want to. But star players win games for you, and that's what Micah helped them do. A lot of games. And so they're not going to be nearly as good, period, without him. He's their best player.
I agree. Totally.
Let's talk about this Washington Giant game on Sunday, 1 o'clock. You know, a lot of unknowns for, well, both teams, but certainly some unknowns for Washington. How good will their secondary be? Looks pretty good on paper. Can Lattimore come back to where he was 3 or 4 years ago? You know, the offensive line should be better. Still some question marks with the pass rush. Running game, I was surprised they traded Brian Robinson Jr., but they did, so they obviously like what they have. And then the Giants, different quarterback, veteran, Russell Wilson, not going to light up the scoreboard, but he's got a legit receiver to go to. But their defense, I think, is going to be really good. What's going to be the major challenge that Washington's facing on Sunday?
A lot of what you just described, the unknown, you know, they don't know how this defense is going to work with New York. We know that the names on the back of the jerseys are pretty impressive. And so that's a challenge. I would say that if you just are thinking about it's just Malik Nabers and nobody else in offense, then you're really short-sighted. I know that they feel, you know, pretty good, pretty confident that, you know, the Giants are going to be able to move the football this year. And whether Russell Wilson is the quarterback for a long time or not, they're going to be able to move it. They have all the pieces in place. The offense line is the best it's been in 3 years. I think this Cam Scadaboo, who played about two plays in all of preseason, is going to be really good. And Tyrone Tracy was good last year. And they played, look, these two games against the Commanders last year were both very close, a three-point game and a five-point game. They were in the games last year with a team that couldn't score points at all. You know, the point you made, though, is the right point, is that there's just so much unknown because nobody plays in the preseason. And so then you got to, like, take week one and, okay, it's like their preseason now. And that's where they're at in this whole league. September's the new August. And so you got to kind of play yourself into shape. You just got to hope that you don't make many mistakes but can still be aggressive on both sides of the ball. But I have a good feeling about this Giants team. A little bit like I did being around Dan Quinn last year and Jaden Daniels like in June and July. I had a good feeling about them. I didn't know they were going to win 14 games, but I knew things were changing. And I feel like that about the Giants this year. I don't know that they can make the leap that Washington made, but they're going to be a lot better this year than at any point a year ago.
Baldy, do you think the Lions take a step back, losing both their offensive and defensive coordinators in the offseason?
I don't think so. I thought that for much of the offseason, and then I started watching some of what they have on offense. I mean, they might have the two biggest home run hitters on any team in the league in Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can literally score from anywhere on the field with those two guys. And then when you add Laporta and Amon-Ra St. Brown and this rookie Isaac Tesla, like who looks he looks better than Tet McMillan does to me. They're going to be good offensively. Now, you know, Frank Ragnow is a great player, but Graham Glasgow is born to play center. I think they're going to be really good on offense. Defensively, I don't know what they have up front yet. I got to see what Tyleek Williams looks like. I know what Hutch is and Brian Branch are. I think they're going to be good defensively. I don't know if they're going to be great yet.
All right, I got to ask you about the game that we're kind of leaning towards for our survivor, Baldy, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, the Titans are going to Denver, rookie quarterback. We kind of went through the numbers. The last rookie quarterback to win game one of a season was...
On the road,
I believe, was Sam Darnold. That was 7 years ago. And since 2020, rookie quarterbacks in week one are 2-15. You know, Cam Ward obviously had a great college career, but... I just don't see the Titans going to Denver week one with a rookie quarterback and beating Denver, who they were 6-2 last year at home, and that was after losing their first home game in week two. So they rolled off 6 out of 7 at home. Do you like Denver at home against a rookie quarterback?
No, I don't like him at all. I love him.
Oh, okay.
I love him.
Good. All right, good. You scared me there for a second.
You made the right pick. I don't know. What's the line on that game? Is it double digits?
8.5.
It's 8.5, yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's shocking that it's actually that low.
Do you like that one? More than Philly?
Yeah.
You like that more than Philly over Dallas?
Yeah, because it's a division game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dak, who knows what George Pickens can do. Mm-hmm. They haven't had an ex receiver like that in a long time. Maybe they throw a couple moon balls out there to George. I mean, he's more capable of coming down with them. I like Philly in the game a lot tonight, but I like Denver a great deal. In fact, I think they play Carolina the next week, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I have to think about that for a second. But, no, I can't see – you know, Denver's – forget about Cam Ward. Like, Denver led the league in sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they might lead the league in sacks again this year. I mean, with what they have. They have everybody coming back.
Yeah.
And they're better on defense than they were a year ago. They've added, you know, Dre Greenwood, Greenlaw, and Talanoa Hufanga. You know, they're better than they were a year ago. They were a top 10 defense a year ago. So I think Tennessee's going to have a very difficult time in that game. I like the selection.
All right.
Baldy, I know this team is going to be a bottom feeder in the Cleveland Browns. Nobody expects much out of them, but I have to give props to Joe Flacco. I mean, that guy's 40, and he's fending off younger guys that they drafted in Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. And look, I know he's not the long-term answer there, but chalk one up for the old guys. Joe Flacco starting the season as the number one guy in Cleveland. Good for him.
You know what's interesting? Like, Joe literally lives... His wife and five kids literally 15 minutes from me in South Jersey here. Mm-hmm. I see Joe around. I honestly, God, I saw him in preseason, and I was talking to him at a scrimmage against the Eagles. I went to Cleveland, Berea, Ohio, and I watched him. You know, he started his career 17 years ago in Baltimore, okay? He was a day one starter, 2008. And then in his first game against Cincinnati, he took a bootleg 38 yards for the game-winning touchdown.
Wow.
Probably the longest run of his career.
Yeah, but can
honestly,
even picture it.
He literally looks faster to me now than he did then. I saw him run on a similar play against, in a scrimmage against his own team in Cleveland, and he looked faster then than he does now. There's no loss of arm strength. The guy might be, like you talk about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and these guys that play until they're 40. Like Joe looks exactly the same, except for a little bit of gray in his beard and his hair. Like, he looks the same to me.
Hmm.
He throws the ball just the same. It's just as strong. Like, I feel like he can take the top off any defense, just throwing it down the field. Like, he's still a remarkable, remarkable player.
Baldy, what is your travel schedule? Where are you now? Where are you going to be this weekend?
I'm going to be doing this game tonight here in Philly.
Okay.
And then I'm heading down the turnpike for that Giants-Washington Classic on Sunday. So,
oh, good.
And then I'll run out of the stadium on Sunday and try to beat some of the traffic and get to NFL Films and start watching the 1 o'clock games.
That's wow, Baldy on his grind. That's what he does.
Drive
man.
Safe, my friend.
Looking forward to another season
right,
with you,
guys.
Man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, always, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. When we come back, we'll do the Junkies Blitz, take you around the NFL. And Dave Richard joins us at 8 o'clock for all of your week one fantasy lineup advice.